Larry Summers slams Harvard for staying silent on Israel as student groups support terrorists. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 9, 2023. Former U.S. Secretary of the Treasury Larry Summers slammed Harvard over the silence by university leaders after dozens of student groups expressed their support for Palestinian terrorists in a joint statement in which they blamed Israel for Hamas killing hundreds of Israelis over the weekend. In nearly 50 years of a Harvard affiliation, I have never been as disillusioned and alienated as I am today, Summers wrote in an X/Twitter post on Monday. Summers' post is in response to a collection of student groups releasing a joint statement in support of Palestinian terrorists. The silence from Harvard's leadership, so far, coupled with a vocal and widely reported student group's statement blaming Israel solely, has allowed Harvard to appear at best neutral towards acts of terror against the Jewish state of Israel, Summers continued in a follow-up post. The former Secretary of the Treasury went on to point out that, unlike in response to Hamas terror attack against Israel, Harvard President Lawrence Bacow had released a strong statement condemning Putin's invasion of Ukraine, and had even flown the Ukrainian flag over Harvard's campus. Unlike President Bacow's strong statement of support for Ukraine after Putin's invasion and the decision to fly the Ukraine flag over Harvard Yard, or Dean Gay's powerful statement on police violence, we have as yet, 48 hours later, no official Harvard statement at this time of moral testing, Summers said. Instead, Harvard is being defined by the morally unconscionable statement apparently coming from two dozen student groups blaming all the violence on Israel, Summers continued in another X post. I'm sickened, he declared. I cannot fathom the administration's failure to disassociate the university and condemn this statement. Summers then called on Harvard leadership to condemn the terrorists that killed, wounded, and kidnapped Israelis last weekend, during the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. I very much hope appropriate statements from the university and college condemning those who launched terrorist attacks and standing in solidarity with its victims will soon be forthcoming, he said. To be clear, nothing is wrong with criticizing Israeli policy past, present or future, Summers added. I have been sharply critical of Prime Minister Netanyahu. But that is very different from lack of clarity regarding terrorism. Breitbart News will continue to report on Harvard's extreme leftist bias. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.